Wake up in the morning. Spins fully charged.
Just gone 7 a.m. You're with Emma and Dave here at Spin. What's the story?
What's happening? How are we? Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
Dave, I don't think you and I have ever been anywhere more fancy together.
No, never. I kind of almost want to propose to you.
That's understandable. I did put some makeup on today. I'm only joking. If you're wondering, we are coming to you live from the Cuthbert Jewelers.
Hello, everybody.
Of the Liberties right now for our big engagement ring finale.
Yeah.
I have to say as well, when it comes to buzz on Dublin streets in the early hours, Mead Street is where it's at.
Dear God, they're all open. Yeah. All ready for you. If you want anything at any hour of the night, go to Mead Street. We have an unbelievable €5,000 engagement ring to be won by one of our finalists here today, but we also have a chance for you to win some stuff as well. You listening, we got €250 cup price jeweler vouchers to give away, which is very, very nice.
We can kick this off right now, can't we?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll give away that €250 cup price jeweler's voucher before the end of the show. And if you want to get in now, Mary, WhatsApp us the word jewelers, you know the deal, 087-711-1038. Get that over to us before 9 o'clock and you could be winning that gorgeous €250 cut price jewelers voucher this morning. Our couples are on the way in, I believe. They'll be with us in the next little while.
They're picking up us some breakfast and then they'll be on their way, yeah.
That's what I think.
I don't do an outside show without a cross on.
Now, Anna and Fran, Shannon and Podrick and Kaylee and Luke, if you're listening.
Croissants.
Americano.
Yeah.
Drop of milk.
Yeah.
Perfect. Actually, it's Friday. Maybe a cappuccino. Listen, lots of fun here from the Cup Price Jewelers between now and 10 o'clock this morning. But we're kicking off with Lola Young and Messi. Welcome.
You know what? Recharged.
Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, and Die With A Smile. You're on Spin with Emma and Dave, and we're coming to you live from the Cuthbert Jewelers.
Good morning. What's going on? Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. I've been doing something quite embarrassing recently, and this is the first time I'm actually going to allow everyone to in on a little bit of a secret.
Go on.
I like to think of myself as really being quite forward when it comes to maybe new social medias, maybe new apps or new websites or something like that. And I like to think, do you know what? I'm on board with that, and as soon as it's a thing, like I was the first on ChatGPT in the show.
Do you know what I mean?
I was pretty sure there was the first of us all on Instagram.
I imagine you as the person who, you know, the way sometimes you always look at your grandparents and go, God, they struggle sometimes with social media. That you'll be the person at 85 being like, look at this drone that does backflips.
Hell yeah.
I'm all over.
Yeah, That's exactly me. And so it might surprise you to learn that I have recently and got really into Pinterest.
David, is it 2013?
I swear, right? Okay, so it's all because of my girlfriend. Because my girlfriend loves it for like a mood board or something. I don't know what she does, but she does a mood board.
For what?
I think it's like for, she likes to see what she's wearing. Now, I don't know if I'm outing her. I thought it was quite a cool thing. I thought maybe all the girlos were doing it. And so I was like, Grant, sure, it'll be fine.
As in, can I say like Friday night? Jeez, I might wear those jeans.
Yeah, well, it's more so like other people's clothes. Do you know what I mean? So she'll go on and she'll be like, oh, that's very nice. I like that. And I'll pin that to my board.
Gotcha.
And so that's what I've been doing with kind of like, you know, little bits of clothes, but I have multiple boards, okay? So I have things to wear. So you can see here, Emma, I have nice kind of like long jeans and I've, you know, big hoodies.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
Really, really nice runners and things like that. And then I also have one for hair. I have one photo pinned for hair and it's a guy who looks like that.
Very good. It's quite thick, the L haircut on the top.
And
yeah,
if you look, it's actually basically exactly what I have on my
hair.
So I basically went, yeah, that's perfect. I have tattoos. One of a cross, not that religious. Don't know why I picked that. And then I cut the grass for the first time during the week, right? It was my first cut of the year.
Always a big moment.
Very, very big moment. And so then I was like, I got it into my head. I was like, I'm a gardener. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm now a gardener. So I now have a Pinterest board for garden stuff. I rent my house.
Tell me what's in your garden.
Okay,
board.
So I have two. So I have this idea because there's like a flower bed on like the right side of the garden. I was like, now if I went out maybe to Sandy Mount or something and got a load of rocks. Is that illegal?
And my 91-year-old granny's always at it. I'm like, granny, you can't keep robbing stuff from the beach. You're going to get in trouble.
I didn't know that was a thing. My granddad used to go to Bettystown Beach every day and get a load of rocks and bring them back to Finglas and put them in his garden. And my granny be going mad.
My granny always complains that she can't walk. And one day driving home last summer, she was like, swing out there to the beach. And I was like, for what? And she was like,
a few rocks.
A few bits to get.
I have a few bits to get.
She ran around with a centre bag, like a young one at 19 with the energy from her.
So yeah, there's my there's my garden boards, and it's just stones around the flower pots. So yeah, that's where I'm at in life.
Hashtag 30 is coming.
Yeah.
Here's Ellie Goulding. This is Hypnotized. We're coming to you live from the Cutbrace Jewelers. You're listening to Spin.
Morning.
Spins fully charged.
We're coming to you live from the Cutbrace Jewelers in the heart of the Liberties this morning. This is a very big day. It's our big engagement ring finale.
Huge.
There is a gorgeous $5,000 engagement ring to be won this
morning. Yeah, over the next hour, we're going to be putting our couples head to head to gain points. The team with the fewest points at 8 a.m. will be eliminated. But we do have to meet our teams as well. Now, we've split you up into three teams, right? We have Team Heart is Anna and Fran. What do you think of your team name, Team Heart? Happy?
I love it.
Okay.
Happy, of course.
Very good.
What's and Heart in Spanish?
Duro, difícil.
Beautiful.
Oh, it sounds much nicer in English.
So Anna and Fran, we were chatting to you earlier in the week. When you met Fran a few years ago, you actually taught him English, yeah?
Yeah, I sure did.
Yeah, Fran, you were just doing that to get to talk to her, yeah?
So.
Yeah. Because now you teach English or something, do you?
I teach Spanish and PE.
Amazing. Oh, great.
Amazing. That's class. And you've just moved into your first house together?
Yes, on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's exciting.
Yeah,
so it'd be nice really to kind of kick that journey off with a 5,000 euro engagement.
It absolutely would. It would be a really good add-on.
Yeah.
Or are you like, I moved in with him this week, I'm kind of done.
No. It's okay. We'd lived together before, so
okay.
I knew what
very
he was like.
Very good. Let's move over to Team Star. That is Shannon and Padraig. Shannon and Padraig, you have two young daughters. You're together 5 years, and you were the couple who had chicken nuggets on a first date.
Woohoo! Yes, I did.
We were chatting to you during the week. How are you feeling about today? And also, how do you feel about your team name, Team Star?
Love it.
Yeah, happy out?
Yeah, it reminds me of Patrick Star.
There you go.
It kind of gives winning vibes.
Yeah.
So how are your two kids this morning with you being here? Are they jealous?
They don't really know.
No, they're just
asleep on the sofa.
We needed to sneak out.
Okay.
Very good.
And what would the 5,000 euro towards the engagement ring mean to you guys?
Loads.
A lot.
Yeah. Would it be a lot? Yeah. I'd imagine, like, have you had that conversation yet?
I just keep hinting.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair
enough. If there was ever a hint, Padraig, yeah. I think it's the fact you're a Cutbrace Jewelers this morning.
Yeah. And finally, on Team Shamrock, who is Kaylee and Luke. Kaylee, you keep sending them proposal hints. This is
in front of the fireworks at Disneyland.
Yeah. You won't leave it all planned out. Yeah, Team Shamrock, how are you feeling? Paddy's weekend.
Lucky.
Good. Very lucky.
Lucky the Irish, as I say.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. How are you feeling about a 5,000 euro engagement ring? What would that mean to you?
It'd mean everything.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Like, for what you could get out of $5,000 towards the ring, it'd be unbelievable.
And it's amazing because you wouldn't have to worry about it later on. Like, I think, I always think, like, it's so expensive, you know, and then later on in life, you might be like, can't believe we spent that money on a bloody engagement ring. We could have got a new garden. Do you know what I mean?
Have you been sussing out the rings on display here this morning?
I always said.
I think I get a screenshot every day of Cutbrace Jewelers. Like.
Yeah. Listen, stick with us. Lovely to meet all of you and hang out here at the Cutbrace Jewelers this morning. We are going to be playing a game of something old, new, borrowed, and blue.
This is
a quiz where all the answers will be either the words old, new, borrowed, or blue. We're going to do that after Dasha. This is Austin at Spin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Live from the Cutbrace Jewelers.
Spin is on.
The morning.
We're coming to you live from the Cutbrace Jewelers. Woo! We're in the heart of the Liberties this morning. Oh my God, we're being fed so well.
Yeah, apple turnover, sausage rolls.
There was custard in there as well. It was amazing.
Right, Spin really needs to up their game.
We're eating like kings and queens because today here at the Cutbrace Jewelers is our engagement ring finale, and that gorgeous $5,000 engagement ring must be won in the next little while.
Yeah, very exciting. Our couples are battling it out for the most points to progress to 8 a.m. for a chance to win that ring. So basically what we're going to do now is we're going to play a little game. We're going to play a little game of something old, new, borrowed and blue. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock and ask our couples as many questions as we can in those 30 seconds, and all the answers will either be old or new or borrowed or blue. Simple as that.
Okay, we're trying to clock up as much points as we possibly can here. So team one is Anna and Fran. And Fran, it's over to you. The pressure's on the men in this round to answer all of the questions. Mic in hand.
Here we go, Fran. Are you ready?
30 ready
seconds.
To go.
30 seconds on the clock starts now. Complete the phrase. Out with the old, in with the...
new.
Yes. If you take out a loan from a bank, you have what money?
Borrow.
Yes. Complete the name of the US airline. Jet what?
Blue.
Yes. The first part of the Bible is the what testament?
Old.
Yes. The Super Bowl this year was held in what Orleans?
New.
Yes. What is the name of a velociraptor in the new Jurassic World films?
Old.
No, it's blue.
Okay, well done, but open in the time, 27 seconds. Nice one. You did very well there, Fran. We'll pass over now to Padraig of Padraig and Shannon fame.
Oh, yes. That's how I know you.
All right, how are you feeling about this?
Ready as it can be, I suppose.
You sound a bit nervous. Okay, are we ready?
Here we go.
30 seconds on the clock. We're kicking off in 3, 2, 1. What Kent Road is a road on the UK version of Monopoly?
No.
It's old. The third Monday in January is often referred to as what Monday?
Yeah.
Give us an answer.
No, I don't.
Okay, we'll pass on that one. If someone has lived together longer than expected, what are they're on what time?
Bird.
Yeah, very good. A type of bird. A type of bird is a what tit?
Blue.
Yes.
Yeah. Complete the title of the classic Elvis Presley song. What suede shoes?
Blue.
Perfect. Okay. Nice one.
Very good.
We got there. We're okay. We're all right.
Finally, it's over to Team Shamrock. And Luke, you are going to answer the questions. How are you feeling?
Okay.
Luke is off Kaylee and Luke fame.
Yes, he is. That's how I know him. All right, here we go. Luke, 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. What kind of blood is associated with the nobility and royals?
New.
Blue. You can't teach a what dog new tricks?
Old dog.
Yes. What word is commonly used to describe feeling sad or down?
Boo.
Yes. Complete the phrase. What habits die hard?
Old.
That's it. Bear lit in the big what house?
Blue.
That's it. Complete the name of the Eiffel 65 song. I'm what?
Old.
Blue, unfortunately.
I'm old.
That's what I'm singing. All right. Very good. Okay. So scores wise, on Anna and Fran over on Team Heart, you've got a score of, is that five?
That's five.
Very, very.
Next up on Team Star is Shannon and Padraig, and you're currently on a score of 3.
Yeah, and then we have Team Shamrock, which is Katie and Luke, and you are on a score of 4. Okay, very, very good. We're on our way to finding out who's going to win this €5,000 engagement ring. I'm excited.
Another challenge to come, but first, Chapel Roan, this is Hot to Go on Spin.
Cut Price Jewelers.
Spin is on.
Good morning.
We're coming to live from the Cut Price Jewelers.
Woo! Everybody having a wonderful time?
Yay!
They had to say that.
We're in the heart of the Liberties, and this is our big engagement ring finale. We have our couples here with us, and that €5,000 engagement ring must be won by one of our finalists here in the next hour or so. But we also have a chance for you at home to win something. If you want to get in on this, just message us now. The word jewellers to 087-711-1038 and you could win a €250 cut price jewellers voucher. But for
hard
now,
word to spell jewellers. It's two L's. Just so you know, it is jewellers. Listen, this is the kind of game that I've been so excited to play.
Yeah,
this
good fun.
Is challenge 2, do tell the bride. Basically, the rules of the game is each couple is going to have 30 seconds on the clock. The woman in each couple is going to wear noise-cancelling headphones, okay? And the man is going to say words and the woman has to guess what he's saying. So Anna and Fran, yous are up first. So basically, 1 point per correct word. Combine the points from round 1 and 2 and then we'll see how you're doing, all right? So Team Heart is up first. It's Anna and Fran. So Anna, if you want to stick on the noise-cancelling headphones and just make sure we can't hear you. We can hear you. You can't hear us, hopefully.
Hello.
No, I can't hear anything.
Can't hear a thing. And are we going to play some music, Producer Callum?
She's probably going to hear a few bangers as this is happening.
All right.
So here we go. Fran, it's over to you to say these words. Use your mouth as well as you can so it's easier for Anna to figure out what you're
what
saying.
That's what she said.
David Hammond.
Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. Fran, start saying words now.
Cake.
Yes.
Beaker.
Beer.
Biker.
Better. Bigger.
Pass.
Dream.
Trip.
Dream.
Trip.
Dream.
Shrimp.
Dream.
Sleep.
Dream.
Shrimp. Dream.
Dream.
Move on.
Dream.
Move on. Next.
I do. Toast.
Toast.
Dance.
Dance.
Rainbow.
Rainbow.
Time.
All right,
that was
guys.
A score of 5, I think. That was really, really good, except you kept saying shrimp. It wasn't shrimp the first time. She can't hear me. It wasn't shrimp the first time. It was never going to be shrimp the seventh time.
We were looking for it. So funny.
She got it in the end.
Well,
very,
listen,
very good.
You did very well. We got to move on to couple number 2, Shannon and Paul. Come on, we
Let's
got this, guys.
Here we go. Very so stressful. The noise-canceling headphones going on, Shannon.
Shannon, say something there and then we'll confirm afterwards that you can't hear anything, all right?
Yeah, have a listen there.
There she is now.
And is there music playing, Shannon?
I can hear you a tiny bit.
You can hear us a tiny bit. All right.
Okay, here we go. Shannon, Padraig, producer Callum is making his way to you, Padraig, to give you the words to say to Shannon. Use your mouth as best you can,
as
please.
Best you can.
And don't make that weird, David. It's very early in the morning. 30 seconds around the clock. We start in 3, 2, 1, go.
Freud.
Freud.
Ring. 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 Ring.
Ring.
Lower the mic because you need
guitar.
To see your face.
Guitar.
See your...
Guitar.
Guitar.
Yes.
Brilliant. Nicely done.
Chapel.
Chapel.
Bridesmaid. Bridesmaid. Bridesmaid.
Bridesglen.
Bridesmaid. Bridesmaid.
Bridesmaid.
Yes.
Best man.
Best.
Best man.
Best
There's your time.
All right, guys. Well
that
done.
That was so impressive. Really,
great
really good.
Great teamwork there.
Yeah, Padraig and Shannon.
Well done.
Absolutely unbelievable. Well done. And we'll take those noise-canceling headphones off you, Shannon. And we will hand them over to Kaylee.
That is a grand score of 6, by the way, for Shannon and Padraig. Good stuff, guys. And we're moving on to couple number 3, Kaylee and Luke. Kaylee, please get these noise-canceling headphones onto your ears. And Luke, use your mouth wisely.
every time. All right, here we go.
It's such a cheap joke, but now I'm loving it.
30 seconds on the clock. And producer Callum has your words in 3, 2, 1, go.
Groom.
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 Dress.
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 Moon.
Moon.
Yes.
Flower.
Flower.
Yes.
Speech.
Speech.
Confetti.
Confetti.
Oh.
Tree. Tree.
Tree.
Save the date. Save the date.
Save.
The
date.
Yes.
Wow.
Reception. Reception.
Reception. Reception.
Time.
Wow.
Guys, some serious
that was
performers here. We're just waiting on Callum to count up the results of that. Hang tight. We have much more to come here from the Cup Price Jewellers.
From the Cut Price Jewelers.
Spin is on. The morning. Hello and welcome. We are coming to you live from the Cut Price Jewelers.
Good morning.
Oh my God, guys, the buzz. I can't explain the buzz. The perfect buzz we need going into a bank holiday weekend, eh?
Isn't it the best crack? Honestly, I feel like we need to really up our game in the mornings now normally when we're not at a Cut Price Jewelers. Like when we go, hey, it's fully charged, Callum, we're going to need you to go, woo!
Okay, so let's try it again from here, right? You're listening to Fully Charged.
Woo!
See? We're in the Liberty.
Woo!
We're at Cup Price Jewelers. Go! The reason that we're here, of course, is because before 9 o'clock, one of our gorgeous couples who are here with us this morning are going to win that 5,000 euro engagement ring or towards an engagement ring of your choice. And we also have a chance for you at home to win something as well. We've been mentioning this across the morning and we really urge you to get in if you want to win yourself 100%. A 250 euro Cup Price Jewelers voucher.
If you want to do that, just WhatsApp us the word jewelers 087-711-1038 before 9 o'clock and we'll ring someone back to win. Now, over the last hour, our couples have been battling it out to win some points for themselves to get towards this 5,000 euro engagement ring.
Yeah, so we have Anna and Fran here with us, Shannon and Padraig and Kaylee and Luke. And the two rounds of games you played was one, do tell the bride or don't tell the bride. And the other one, of course, was our game, something old, new, borrowed and blue. We do have to give you the results. And sadly, now we have to say goodbye to one of our couples.
Yeah, one of our couples has to go. So I'll start off with going through some points, okay? How are we all feeling? Are we all right? Are we okay? Okay, here we go. Anna and Fran, you scored 10 points.
Woo! Very good.
How are you feeling? Cheers. 10 points, you happy?
Woo! Feeling good.
All good.
Okay. That's nice. Okay. We move on. Shannon and Padraig, you scored across the two games a score of
9
points. Just for so we're all aware, that was Shannon who booed.
So Kaylee and Luke, how are you feeling?
Excited.
Yeah, excited. You need to beat a score of 9 to go through to win this, to continue on to win that €5,000 engagement ring. Kaylee and Luke, are you ready to find out what you got?
Is everyone ready to find out what they got? I suppose that's the big question, because this will tell all. We can reveal, Kaylee and Luke, you scored a combined score of
13 points. Yay! Congratulations.
Which means Shannon and Padraig, it is here. We have to say goodbye, but...
Did you have fun?
I did.
You did? Okay, good. Well, we have something good, because that was the right answer. We have something for you.
We do indeed. Thanks to the Cup Price Jewellers in your bag in front of you, you have a lovely voucher worth €250 for the Cup Price Jewellers. So please, go out the front, have a look, enjoy that. And it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you both. Thanks for getting up early this morning.
Thank you, guys.
And make sure to get a few more Apple turnovers into you before you go, because they're unbelievable. For our remaining couples, Anna and Fran, Kaylee and Luke, before 9 o'clock this morning, one of you two couples is going to win that €5,000 engagement ring. And again, you listening, message the word Julius for your chance to win this morning. But first, this morning on Spin, one of the biggest songs in the charts right now from Miss Lady Gaga. Another song making us hungry. This is Abracababra. You're listening to Abracadabra. And you're listening to Fully Charged.
Yep.
You're on Spin.
Morning. To the angels, drawing circles in the clouds.
Spins Fully Charged, Recharged. Lady Gaga and Abracadabra, you are listening to Spin. It is Emma and Dave, and we're coming to you live from the Cut Price Jewellers in the heart of the Liberties right now.
Good morning.
Literally, that Lady Gaga song, I even fluffed it as we were about to play.
Yeah,
it's calling it Abracababra, as we've just been making that comparison for the last couple of weeks since
as
that song has been released.
Enough, you've already had your sausage rolls, you've already had your apple turner, but you don't need an Abracababra.
I'd never say no. Listen, on the back of that, we've been playing that song for a while now. There's just one thing that we just can't get out of our heads.
I'd be starving listening to that, because all I hear, you know, it's Abracadabra, but all I hear is Abracababra.
Just hear Abracababra.
Abracababra. Oh, that'd be so good. Or Abracababra.
If I want to get a chips in a row.
Abracababra.
Because that's what my friend used to always get from Abracababra. Okay, right. So I think it's time for us to kind of do something about this situation.
Yeah, time for the talking to stop and for the singing to begin. Please, please welcome Davy Gaga and Lady Emma. It's Abracababra. Abracababra, Abracababra. Abracababra, Abracababra. Follow smells through the city. Golden skewers spin around. Hunger strikes, it's a pity. Kebab time, I'm going down. Hold me like a pita tight. Wrap me up in garlic paradise. Chili sauce, I won't think twice. It's a feast tonight. In your head, you want to be fed. You hear the sizzle, smell so grand. With a smoky dance, now you're deep in a trance. Let the grill cast a spell on your mind. Abracababra, shawarma una na. Abracababra, donner una na. Abracababra, grill it hot, hot, hot. In my hands, she said, wrap or bowl tonight. Abracababra. The heat beneath your feet, the sauce on fire. Abracababra, Abracababra. Choose a store on the north side. There's one in Coolock, one in Blanche. Don't waste time whilst you're eating. Use Just Eat or Deliveroo. Hold me like a pita tight. Wrap me up in garlic paradise. Chili sauce, I won't think twice. It's a feast tonight. In your head, you want to be fed. You hear the sizzle, smell so grand. With
the smoky dance. Now you're deep in a trance. Let the grill cast a spell on your mind. Abracabra, shawarma, una na. Abracabra, doner, una na. Abracabra, grill is hot, hot, hot. In my hands, she said, wrap more bowls tonight. Abracabra, abracabra.
Listen to my song.
That's so true.
Spin is on.
We play hit music now.
I woke up.
Wake up. Spin. Live from the Cut Price Jewelers.
Spin is on.
In the morning.
All right, we are live from the Cut Price Jewelers in the heart of the Liberty. For a big engagement ring finale. Hell yeah. And can we just apologize for the Abracababra song? It was... Listen, thanks for coming back. We really appreciate
it. Yeah, thanks for sticking around, I guess. We won't do that again.
We got a 5,000 euro engagement ring to be won by the end of this show. And to do that, we got a new challenge up.
Yeah, we do indeed. So we've had to say goodbye to one of our couples, but remaining are Anna and Fran and Kaylee and Luke. And guys, it's time for a brand new challenge. Now, this is a very, what would you say, something that our producer Callum is very proud of, this game. It's very much up his street. It's a bit of crack. You will mortify yourselves, but you have to keep remembering that before 9 o'clock you could win an engagement ring, okay? So we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock for each couple, and a player from each couple will be essentially a hen. This is the hen party challenge.
Oh, it's the hen party.
Yeah, we're going on the hen party now, guys. Actually, how many coffees around here, is there? Another will be the guesser. So, whoever chooses to be the hen is going to have a list of popular songs you know from Spin, but only in the style of a hen clucking. All right?
Like,
so before we get cracking, Luke, I believe from Kaylee and Luke, you're going to be the clucker on this.
I am, yeah, I'm ready to embarrass
big clucker,
himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, ready to embarrass yourself. Yeah.
Can I please get an example of a cluck from you, please?
Cluck, 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 cluck.
Oh, God.
That's good.
This is going to be very good.
That's really good.
It was even in key.
That's
what I really like.
Really nice.
I'm not happy with this.
Now, Anna and Fran. Fran is a Spanish man, and you said that he won't be doing the clucking because you'd have to translate the clucking in Spanish.
Exactly.
A bit tougher. El cluck.
El cluck.
Senor cluck. Can we get
Senor
an example? Can we get an example of a cluck from you, please?
Cluck, 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 cluck.
Yeah. No, it's not henny enough for me. Give us another one.
Cluck, cluck.
Better, much better.
I would do the first one though for the game, for sure.
Okay, so listen, here's how this is working. The team then with the most points is going to have control in the finale, which is happening soon. And if it's a tie, we'll go back to the points accumulated between 7 and 8 to see how you get on then.
All right. Okay, so are we ready?
Yeah.
Kaylee and Luke.
Oh. Kaylee and Luke, it's time to open that
open up.
Open up
that envelope.
60 seconds on the clock and we'll tell you when to begin. Have a look at those songs. No peek in Kaylee. And on three.
I don't even know that fourth song.
Three,
okay, so we're passing on the first song.
Two. One, start clucking.
Come on.
Cluck, 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 cluck,
cluck. No? Go, pass, pass, next one.
Right, we'll go with... Cluck, 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 cluck.
Okay, 1 second there.
It's hard.
Yeah, it is very hard.
Come on!
Hold on, let me go over and have a look.
35 seconds, 34 seconds, keep clucking.
Okay. Cluck, 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 cluck. Cluck, 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 cluck. Cluck, 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 cluck. Cluck, 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 cluck. Okay, okay. Okay, what's a better one? This is really... Cluck, 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 cluck. No, well, the first one was, but yeah.
Cluck, 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 cluck.
8 seconds on the clock. We need to get one on the board here, guys. Come on.
Cluck, cluck, cluck.
This is not going well at all.
Oh, very bad. Very bad.
And there is your time.
Oh, that was tough.
Guys, what were you trying to do there, Dave? Can you explain, please, what was happening
there? Okay, so I was going, cluck, 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 cluck. Ain't no hold them. Ain't no cards down, 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 down.
Gotcha.
See what I mean?
Very good.
That's what I was trying.
Fair
I was
enough.
Trying my best.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Okay, let's move back over then and give a go with this to Anna and Fran. Can I just say, guys, this was producer Callum's really important game and that sucks.
It was
meant
really
to be really
tough.
Good.
But no, Anna and Fran are going to absolutely smash it.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
60 seconds back on the clock. We have Anna clucking for Fran this morning and we're going to kick off the... Oh, sorry, 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 darling. Get your card out there.
Get your card out.
Now, no peeking for Fran. No peeking for Fran. Very good. Okay.
60 seconds
Three,
on the clock.
Three, two, one. We are starting
Start
that
clucking.
Clock now.
Cluck, 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 cluck. Cluck, 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 cluck. Okay, next. Cluck, 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 cluck.
Come on.
Cluck, 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 cluck.
Some help, Dave. Okay, here we go.
Which song are you on there? You point the song to Dave, yep.
This one.
Okay.
Cluck, 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 cluck.
Okay, move on to this one. Okay, let's go to the chorus there on the second last one.
Oh yeah.
20 seconds on the clock.
Cluck, 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 cluck. I don't even know that.
No, neither do I. Okay,
okay, wait, can I have a go?
Cluck, 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 cluck,
cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck,
cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck, cluck. Wow. Wow.
Callum, please.
What this a game.
I hereby submit my resignation.
To say that he was like, I am so excited for the hen party game.
I was so excited for that. It was possibly worse than Abracababa.
Yes. Yeah,
so,
I wouldn't go that far.
It's been Car Crash Radio, hasn't it? The past 25 minutes.
I was going to say, well, like, we were going to hold the scores until the next bit, but like everyone got zero.
Yes.
So you were all the worst.
Yeah.
So we'll just revert back to the scores from 7 o'clock.
Okay, As it stands, Anna and Fran have 10 points. Kaylee and Luke have 13 points. That means Kaylee and Luke have a little bit of a slight advantage going into the finale, but it's all to play for. We are giving away a 5,000 euro engagement ring before 9 o'clock. Woo! Right now, though, this is, of course, Chapel Roan, and one of these couples could be heading off to the chapel to get married. Cluck, 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 cluck.
Yeah, I was about to say, can you sing it in clucks, please?
Stick with us. You are listening to Spin 103.8.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Chapel Roan and Pink Pony Club. You're listening to Spin. It's Emma and Dave. We're coming to you live from the Good Price Jeweler.
All right.
We're here in the heart of the Liberties. It's our big engagement ring finale. And listen, if you're feeling like, I'd love a bit of bling, we do have something for you listening too.
Oh, hell yeah. We got a 250 euro cut price jewelers voucher to give away. WhatsApp us the word jewelers 087-711-103 before 9 a.m. We'll ring someone back to win. It's been a manic couple of hours.
Oh my God. Can we just do it? I've never been at a party this early in the morning.
It's crazy.
Head count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
we've
six,
got
seven,
coffee
eight,
and apple turnovers. 10, 11, 12, it's lit.
There's 16 people in this room. It's the very fancy room. I'd say this is where you do the deal in the engagement ring. Am I right, Fran? Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
And the couple chooses the ring, you come in here and you sign the papers. Is that it? Yeah.
I think we've been getting in trouble for our cluck game.
Producer Callum, I think it's his last day at Spin.
Well, I know Luke and Fran weren't big fans of it either, but I think it's Callum's last day at Spin is right. Nick, even our boss Nick, texts him. He's like, "Well, yeah, not great there." No.
I think the only thing that said that our boss Nick's text to Callum during the cluck game, which was Callum's idea, was a facepalm emoji.
We got a WhatsApp in there from listener Kaylee as well, saying that this is like the budget version of the golden ticket that we play after.
Wow, that's so kind,
like,
guys.
You know what? When you do something on paper, it's like, this is going to go really well. Yeah. And I even wanted to get a chicken costume.
Yeah.
I said call in from our office to find someone to get a chicken costume.
He was running around Liffey Valley last night looking for a chicken for the cluck game.
Yeah, yeah. Look, give me a break. Didn't get that because that would have been embarrassing.
Hey, let's just all remind ourselves we're having fun. Yeah,
we're having fun.
Someone's going to win a 5 grand engagement ring for 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Woo!
You listening could win a 250 euro cup price jewelers voucher. Yeah.
Yeah.
WhatsApp us the word jewelers to 087-711-103. You'll be winning that before 9. You're with Emma and Dave on Spin.
Wake up, Spin. Live from the cut price jewelers.
Spin is on.
In the morning.
Here we go. We're live in the cut price jewelers. Good morning. We're the heart of the Liberties for our big engagement ring finale, and we have that 5,000 euro engagement ring to be won by our finalists, and this is the moment.
This is it, guys. It's been a really fun morning. I wonder would the lads from the Cup Price Jewelers have us back more often.
Yeah, what do you think? What about, this was a fun Friday. You enjoyed it. Fran, come here.
Come here,
over, Fran.
Fran. Come over, Fran.
Come over, Fran. Come over. Fran. How fun were we?
Is it a crack? Is that the place lit up?
Yeah. If you want a bit of crack, definitely you can pop on down to the Cup Price Jewelers.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It is time to give someone a 5,000 euro engagement.
We have Anna and Fran with us. We have Luke and Kaylee. Can we just remind ourselves, let's talk to you, Anna and Fran, first. What would this 5,000 euro engagement ring mean for your future and your wedding plans? Let's go. Oh, it would mean absolutely everything. Yeah. In terms of like speeding up the process, how much would it speed up the process?
Well, I mean, it would be today, so it would be very quick.
But I mean, in terms of, do you have an ideal year for the year you'd like to get married, for example?
Well, it's kind of as soon as possible, but we haven't really thought
I've
too
heard
much about
2026
it.
Is lovely.
Yeah, lovely 2026.
All right, what about you guys then, Luke and Kaylee? What can you explain in terms of how much this would mean to you?
It'd mean absolutely everything. Like, it'd be a very special moment.
You've got two babas at home.
Kids, yeah. Yeah.
Well, life is busy.
Sunny and Parker.
Sunny and Parker. Sunny
great
and Parker.
Names. Yeah, like great
very
names. Cool.
Wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. So it would
it's
mean
time to get a ring on it, right, Luke?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. I'm getting trend every day.
Yeah.
She's isn't she the woman of your dreams?
Yeah, of course she is.
She is.
Ah, darlings. Okay. Say that again, Luke, sorry.
I'd love to throw her in the bin sometimes.
You'd love to throw her in the bin sometimes. Look, it's all romance, baby. Here is how this is going to work. It's getting serious. We have 10 engagement ring boxes in front of us at the Cutprice Jewellers here.
Yeah. 9 of them completely empty.
One of them has the ring.
Yeah.
In.
All right, it's up to our couples to open the ring boxes and...
quote unquote.
Yeah, propose kind of to their partners. You don't have to actually propose because imagine your engagement story was, oh yeah, it was at a spin outside broadcast. That'd be a bit bizarre. But we do have it. You must ask a question when you open the ring box. You must ask, have we won the engagement ring? That's your proposal question. All right.
So give it a bit of socks now. It's kind of a bit of practice for the real deal, Luke, okay? Luke and Kaylee, you're going into this round with the most points, so you get to choose first. Luke, all you got to do is pick a box, okay? You need to propose, quote unquote, to Kaylee.
And Kaylee, have we won the engagement ring?
Right, okay. Now, sorry, I must say, because you guys have control, would you like to choose first or would you like to pass that over to Anna and Fran?
I'll let the woman decide in this one.
We'll give it
go first.
All right, guys.
All right, here we go. Could this be it? All right, Luke, please pick a box.
Right, I'll say we'll go for...
That one there.
This is like a game of deal or no deal, by
it
the way.
Really
just
is.
Picking
all
boxes.
The boxes.
Now,
right.
Don't forget to ask first.
Ask first.
Have we won the engagement ring?
Have we won the engagement ring?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
That is a box gone.
Empty
we pass
box.
Over now to Anna... and to Fran. Fran, please pick a box.
Pressure.
Pressure is right. What's pressure in Spanish?
Presión.
Okay.
The presión.
Too much presión, mi amigo.
Mucho, mucho.
Can I pick?
Yes.
Please
go
do.
Ahead. Sí.
And please propose to Anna.
Have we won
won an engagement ring?
No.
Oh.
Okay, that box is out and we move back over to Luke. Luke,
my favourite part is everyone's filming and then they're like, no, delete.
Won't be using that one for the old Instagram.
All right, here we go, Luke. Pick a box.
I'm going to go for this one.
All right, let's do it. Ask that important question.
Katie, have we won the engagement ring?
No.
Oh.
Okay, the pressure
back
is on.
Over.
Mucho, mucho pressure-o. Fran, please pick a box.
On my way.
Yeah, good choice, I think.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't know. I don't know why I say good choice. They're all the exact same to me.
Have we won, Anna, an engagement ring?
No.
Oh, God, this is killing me.
Luke, your third proposal of the morning to Kaylee, please.
Here we go, Luke. Pick a box.
Third time lucky.
Here we go.
Kaylee, have we won the engagement ring?
Yeah!
Anna and Fran, we must talk
Oh my God, sorry. Guys, are you okay?
I'm so
We're okay.
Listen.
I'm really happy for Kaylee and Luke. Well done.
That's wonderful.
Have you had a nice morning?
We've had a great morning.
It was a bit bizarre, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was mad. Yeah. It was really fun though.
A very different kind of Friday morning, I would say, huh?
Absolutely.
Very different.
They're not going home empty-handed.
No, you're definitely not.
We've got yourself a bag here with €250 cup price.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you had fun. Thanks for having us.
It's been an absolute pleasure to meet both of you. You're a beautiful couple. And I won't ask for an invite to the wedding when it happens, but I just like to be kept up to speed.
Yeah, maybe if we could DJ it or something.
Or, I don't know, just even a few pics would do me.
We're not having that hen game.
No, definitely not. Listen, we do need to catch up with Kaylee and Luke, who've just won that incredible €5,000 engagement ring. All with thanks to the Cut Price Jewellers. We'll do that in a sec, but first, let's get this on from the incredible Dochi. Are we all loving this at the moment,
Jeff? So good.
Yeah? Okay, be more enthusiastic.
Woo!
Yeah! This is Dochi and Denial is a River. We are coming to you live from the Cut Price Jewellers. It's Emma and Dave with you right here on Spin 103.8.
What's up, Dochi? Hey.
That's it. We're live in the Cut Price Jewellers and we just gave away a €5,000 engagement ring. Oh, it was unbelievable. Kaylee and Luke talked to us. Congratulations. What a feeling. How did you feel when you opened that box?
I was shocked. Once I seen the glycerin of the diamond, I was like, yes!
I can see you here, Luke. You're holding Kaylee's hand. It's just been kind of a shaky few minutes trying to compress and take this information in.
Yeah.
Guys, you got €5,000 towards an engagement ring.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I honestly feel like crying just watching it, and I'm just so buzzing for you.
You shifted
so
the heads off each other.
It had to be done.
Excitement.
I can't wait for the kiss at the top of the altar.
These are all invited. All is.
Yay! So, when do you think you're going to do
it? Luke? Mary, that's all up in the clouds right now.
I was going to say, because, you know, you've got the nice jeans on there. It'd be nice.
Bershka has me looking well.
We're back here in a very fancy room.
You have the wedding officiator.
There's a wedding officiator beside us. You could actually make this show one of our most memorable. They even brought their officiator.
All the stops are out. My God.
I know.
So, Kate, what do we do you reckon this morning now, when you wrap up here, you'll go over to Cup Price, go down the front and have a look?
Yeah, I'm going straight over and far down my way.
Do you know what you want?
Do you have anything in particular in mind?
Well, I've sent them so many reels, and I have so many.
How does that work? Because if you keep sending them reels, is it every updated one that is, no, actually, it's this one.
She has the Cut Price Jewellers on, on repeat.
When they pull
a
post.
Get a notification every time they even log into their account.
Brilliant. Well, look, they do look absolutely glorious here, so you will rock a rock, darling.
I will.
An absolute pleasure to meet all of you, and Anna and Franca with us as well. What a great morning, and so much more to come here from the Cut Price Jewellers this morning. Congratulations, guys.
Thanks so much. I'm coming
to the wedding.
Yeah, we're crashing it.
And a reminder to you listening, you're not out of the loop on this at all. You could be bagging yourself a €250 voucher for the Cut Price Jewellers on the show before 10 o'clock. If you want to enter, it's the word jewellers. I know it's very hard to spell, so don't worry.
Two L's. That's what I've learned. Two L's.
Jewellers in a WhatsApp right now, please. 087-711-103. Get that over to us and we'll announce our winner just after nine. Hang on.
Wake up.
Spins fully charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Well, welcome to Friday and welcome to the Friday of a bank holiday weekend.
Good morning. We are live from the Cut Price Jewellers in the heart of the Liberties and we just gave away a €5,000 engagement ring. It was amazing.
Kaylee and Luke, who won, they were like kind of chilling out here and I was like, look, we've got loads of other bits in the show to do. You're welcome to stay. And then it was like, they're gone across the road with Fran, who runs the place, to already pick out an engagement ring.
They're gone to have a look.
And there's a few glasses being clinked already. Yeah. They're like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I love it so much. This place is the best.
I have had the most fun ever. What a start to a Friday.
We're not going anywhere just yet either.
No, we do have to get down to the nitty gritty on the show. Welcome to One More Tune.
Woo!
Once a week, myself, Dave, and over the last few weeks, we have welcomed producer Callum to the fold with his terrible music
hated that he's been welcomed to the fold because he's won three times in a row.
I'm going for the quadruple.
Not a happening.
He's the producer who normally is the one bossing us around, but we said you are banned from picking Pitbull.
Absolutely.
Not fair. So listen, it is Paddy's Day. We are, this weekend, we're live from the Cut Price Jewellers. We're kind of going with that vibe. And you know what? I really hope you back me on this because I'm going for an Irish song today. I've gone for this. If I do say so myself, I've kind of incorporated the fact that we're live from Cut Price Jewelers giving away an engagement ring and Irish music.
Double
so,
bubble.
If you want to hear, picture this. And Modern Lovers, I would love your vote. I haven't won this in so long. It's pathetic. Emma in a WhatsApp, please. 087 711 103 to vote. That is Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
Nice one. All right. So seeing as we are in the Cut Price Jewelers, we've just given away an engagement ring. It's all about love. It's all about getting married. I have gone for this. You know you love it, Bruno Mars, Treasure. If you want that to play as the last song of the show, then it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 103. Don't you dare,
Callum. No, I'm serious now. Don't you dare.
All I have to say is, Dave, why do you hate the Irish? You can go Irish. We are live from the Cut Price Jewelers. It is St. Patrick's Day this weekend, so I have gone for this.
Hello, all right. I did a bit of a Dave Ranks Westlife song yesterday, and that did not
didn't
make
feature.
It.
For good reason, it didn't feature.
It's Westlife, Hello My Love. It's an absolute banger. They did that at Croke Park a few years ago, and I absolutely lost my mind. So if you want to hear the greatest Irish boy band ever, it's Westlife, Hello My Love, to 087 711 1038.
I'm modernising things. The greatest Irish boy band of all time. Come on, let's talk about more recent days. Picture this, everybody. I've gone for Modern Lovers. Give me a vote. Emma in a WhatsApp, please, to 087 711 1038.
All right, maybe you don't want an Irish artist on the radio for some reason, and if so, well then go with my choice. Go with Bruno Mars and Treasure. It's Dave in a WhatsApp to the same number.
And if you want Westlife, Hello My Love, it's Callum. You know how to spell it by now. C-A-L-L-U-M anyway, to 087 711 1038.
New music now.
Okay, he almost broke the internet, or certainly caused quite a stir when he released the teaser for this song in the last couple of weeks.
He looks well, I thought.
He looks fantastic, but he looks like a different human being. Calvin Harris has changed. He's got long hair, he's very bearded. But
he kind of looks like he's been in the woods for a while.
It does.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's been
foraging.
He's been living up in a tree.
Yeah. He's a married man now, so maybe his life has just totally calmed down. I think he's lived it up full time in Ibiza. Anyway, he needs to cut the hair before he gets too sweaty in the summer. He's going for more of a country vibe as well this time. It's just released today. Let's get this on right now. Calvin Harris, brand new music for you. First play on Spin this morning. This is called Smoke the Pain Away.
Nice.
I sparkle, I sun in June.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
That is brand new music from Calvin Harris this morning on Spin. It's called Smoke the Pain Away. I love it. It does get dancey in a while, but I think everybody just feels the need at the moment to get onto the country train, don't they?
But it's working. There's a reason for it. It's a really, really good vibe. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's very, really enjoyable. It. Listen, we are coming to you live from the Cut Price Jewelers this morning. We gave away an engagement ring worth €5,000 to gorgeous couple Luke and Kaylee in the last little while, who are currently picking out an engagement ring. What a thrill. But we did tell you on warning, your chance to win a €250, really generous to spend at the Cut Price Jewelers. And our guy Jamie, who's in the studio, is making that call to some lucky person.
Emma, Dave, how are you? We've got Nicole on the line, I think. Nicole, are you there? How are you?
Hello.
Nicole, it is Jamie here with Emma and Dave on Spin. You've obviously been listening in and joining in on all the crack this morning.
Yeah, I have.
Right, so how about, you know, potentially if you were to have a €250 cut price jeweler vouchers in your back pocket today, how would that make you feel?
Great.
Nicole? That voucher's yours, congrats!
Thank you.
Are you going to be doing some proposing today then, or what's the story?
No, I'm already proposed to, but I'm actually going to buy me little girl a fairy ring.
Oh, unreal. Nicole, well, congratulations on that. Enjoy it, and we'll chat to you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Gorgeous.
Oh, I love it.
Nice pair of studs.
Well done,
kids.
Jamie.
Lovely stuff. Live from the Cut Price Jewelers, still 10 in the heart of the Liberties, playing your Charlie XCX right now.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Gigi Perez and Sailor Song on Spin, your number one hit music station. You're with Emma and Dave. Morning.
Good morning. Now, do you know what? After the whole kind of Cut Price Jewelers giving away a €5,000 engagement ring, it kind of took away from the fact that it's actually Paddy's Day weekend.
I know, I can't believe it's Paddy's Day weekend.
It's unbelievable. And because it's obviously a day of celebration and things like that, and when was the last time it was a day of celebration? Probably Valentine's Day and Christmas. So we're starting this thing every time there's a little bit of an event on, where we go to ChatGPT and we confuse the life out of it, where we basically ask it to kind of theme our day around. So that's what I did for St. Patrick's Day today. So we're going to do a very ChatGPT St. Patrick's Day.
You did
Day.
One for Pancake Tuesday a couple
I
of
did,
weeks back,
yeah.
didn't you?
That was bizarre.
Yeah, because a lot of people would ask ChatGPT for general life advice, but it doesn't really bring the goods out which is interesting. So
we decided, why don't we really lay into the fact that it's terrible.
Before it gets too intelligent.
Exactly, yeah. So I asked it, can you come up with some last-minute food to make for a last-minute St. Patrick's Day party? I only have the bare necessities, right? And it said, yeah, definitely. Green toast. Toast some bread, spread some butter or cream. Add some green food colouring. Apparently green food colouring, bare necessities.
Yeah, you definitely have that in the fridge. Who doesn't?
Irish crisp sandwiches. Classic Irish snack, buttered white bread with crisps, Tato King or whatever you have. Lovely. If you've got cheese or ham, throw that in for deluxe version. Not a bad chef from ChatGPT. What this is calling poor man's Irish nachos. Slice potatoes thin and bake or fry them. Top with cheese if available, or salt and pepper. If you've got sour cream or mayo, I said the bare necessities, ChatGPT.
Oh, and I love the way they just assume, oh, you're Irish, you definitely have a pack of a few spuds lying around.
I was going to say, it was only a matter of time when it defaulted to potatoes.
Yeah. I was waiting for it, yeah. Green scrambled eggs, it's bringing back the green dye. To be honest, I might try that. And the shamrock cheese plate. Got cheese? Cut it into shamrock shapes. Thanks, ChatGPT. What have you asked
it? I went over to it and I said, what should you wear for St. Patrick's Day if you don't have anything green? And it said, if you don't have anything green for St. Patrick's Day, don't worry, there's plenty of other ways to get into the spirit, such as gold or rainbow colours. Okay. Since leprechauns and pots of gold are common symbols of Ireland, gold jewellery or rainbow-themed accessories can fit right in.
That's kind of clever.
They went back into DIYing a shamrock. You can pin or draw a shamrock on your clothing. I suppose that's not a bad shout either. And it says to lean into Irish culture, a cosy Aran sweater or something like that, it says. Nods to Irish heritage, and it says tweed can work too. So it says as long as you're bringing a fun, celebratory vibe, you can fit right in. Not too bad.
Very good. I have also asked ChatGPT for a very ChatGPT St. Patrick's Day for some jokes so you can get friends with some Irish people while you go to the parade. Here we go. What do you call a fake Irish stone? A shamrock.
That's decent.
That's the best one.
Okay, brilliant.
Right.
Downhill from here, baby.
That's the best one. It's all downhill from here. Why do leprechauns hate running? They'd rather jig than jog. And
I love that.
What's Irish and stays out all night? Patio furniture.
Patio furniture.
I actually kind of love that.
Or David Hammond.
And how did the Irish potato become famous? It was a real spud star. So kind of half a joke there. Yeah, three quarters of a joke.
Well, I asked it this, maybe a lot of tourists obviously in Dublin this weekend. I said, how to flirt with an Irish person. And it says, compliment them the Irish way. Instead of a straightforward compliment, go for something with a bit of humour. Or go full Irish mammy. Like, Jesus, you must be wrecked from running through me dreams all night.
that would work on me.
Yeah. If you're not Irish, use that to your advantage. Lean into it. For example, say to someone, be honest, am I pronouncing Slanta right? Or am I butchering your beautiful language? Or play up your tourist charm. I clearly need a local guide for my St. Patrick's Day adventure.
Oh, yes.
Think you're up for the job?
Oh, very good.
Not too bad, in fairness, if you were stuck.
And that was a very ChatGPT St. Patrick's Day, so please go forth and use all of them tips and skills.
Right now, though, here is Pausa and Dirty Cash. You're on Spin with Emma and Dave. Still to come this morning, we are playing the Golden Ticket, that massive holiday for 7 nights. Up for grabs. And we're coming to you live this morning. We're in the heart of the Liberties, live from the Cut Price Jewellers, where we giving away a 5,000 euro engagement ring.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
One Republic and I Ain't Worried. You're with Emma and Dave on Spin, and we're coming to you live from the Cut Price Jewelers. What's the story?
Good morning. Do you know what? After all the hustle and bustle of the Cut Price Jewelers and we were giving away the engagement ring, we never talked about the drone thing that we did. Like, do you remember 2 weeks ago I said that there's this place in Dublin 15 called Mana, right? And they do drone delivery.
You'd seen this on TikTok and you were like, what? I didn't even realise this was in Ireland, in Dublin.
I couldn't believe it, right? I saw an American company doing this drone delivery service, and it was just the drone was delivering food, and so we said this on air, and apparently it was in Dublin 15, and so we had a listener who was called Helen, I think, and she lived in the area, so we sent a drone to her house and we got a load of things delivered and things like
that.
We
were kind of testing the theory to see if it was just a myth or if it worked, and we got the footage to see this drone landing the cost that we'd ordered Helen in Dublin 15.
I didn't really believe it
garden.
And it did, and so obviously she sent us a video and we were absolutely buzzing, and then what happened was unbelievable, because Mana, who's the company in Dublin 15, sent us out and they were like, come in and have a look. So we went to have a look. It was unbelievable.
This sounds like such free PR, and it kind of by default is, but this was trying to satisfy Dave's just itch to figure out how this whole thing works.
what the setup is and what the kind of plans are for it so we can come to Rathmines close to you.
Yes.
You're a tech nerd, Dave. Let's be honest.
A little tech nerd, but honestly, I thought it was unbelievable. And now, there was a lot of kind of people, because I've talked to, my family live in Dublin 15, and they were like, oh yeah, yeah, we sometimes hear the drones or whatever. And but I said, but do you know that they don't have their there's no cameras on the drones at all times. So I would have thought with a drone you can always have a camera. Man, it don't have their cameras on until they go to your house, lower the food down, and they need to make sure that there's no dogs or kids or anything like that, or cars, or anything, so they can drop the food.
So it's mad. It's actually real pixelated as well. It's just like you'd notice if there's an obstruction kind of a thing. Yeah. But some other people are always like, I'm nervous, but the drone's like watching me and all. It's actually not a thing.
But they're not watching. They're literally just flying to their destination and lowering down the food, which I was like, unbelievable. And then we went inside and we had a look at Shauna, who was manning the drone. She doesn't, it's all automatic. They don't do any like controlling of the drones. The drones are all automatic. What I did enjoy was if there was like, say, an accident or something, like the drone tilted too far, a parachute automatically goes up. It was cool.
They were like, no, that's real worst case scenario The parachute's off, we're in big trouble. But they have to make contact with Dublin Airport every morning, being like, we're operating this morning.
Just so you know, we're on.
They're like, they're on with like air traffic control and stuff. And Sean is there. It's mad.
9 o'clock that night, then they're like, right, we're heading off. Thanks a million. Absolutely unbelievable. So thank you to Manor for sending us out. We had an absolute ball.
We'll throw up the videos from it on our Instagram. It was mad seeing them take off and stuff. And Dave's raging because from chatting to them there, apparently the next place in mind might be Rathfarnham.
Your area.
Shaboozy now on spin. Dave, you might actually eventually have to come and visit me. You might see my dog when he's six years old.
If you get drone delivery service, I'll be there.
Oh, brilliant. How lucky am I? Live from the Cup Price Jewellers right now, playing a Shaboozy and a Bar song. This is Spin. You're with Emma and Dave on Spin. Shall we try and give away this holiday?
Oh, let's do it.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Tickets.
All right, the golden ticket. We've changed the location of it. It is now at around this time. It used to be at 8 o'clock, but don't worry about that. That's now done. But the aim of the game is still very much the same. We want to give you a holiday. It's all thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
You could be heading away for a full week, 7 nights. Not the week that people say I'm going away for the week, but they're only going for 6 nights.
Yeah.
Seven full nights. Pierre and Vagans' Village, if you want to have a quick Google, it's gorgeous accommodation in Fuerteventura. Not just saying that, would love to be there myself. You can kick back, relax, enjoy the sunshine, and we want to give away this holiday as soon as possible. And on to me this morning is Brendan.
What are you up to for the day, Brendan?
I'm actually just pulled in having a bite to eat on a lunch break.
Oh, very good.
An early lunch. 10 a.m.
Yeah.
What do you do for work then?
Just parks and landscapes, stuff like that.
So what time did you start?
7.
Okay,
so this is like your 11 a.m.
We started at 6, we haven't had a lunch break yet.
Haven't.
Tell you that much, Brendan.
you need to get on the ball.
Yeah, I'll get on to HR there, Brendan.
Imagine for half an hour's show, it was like, sorry
we're on our lunch break. That'd be great. That'd be great radio. Listen, tell us this, Brendan, when's the last time you got away on holidays?
Oh, Jesus, maybe 3 years ago.
Three years ago. Dear God, Brendan, what are you doing? Why haven't you been away since?
It just hasn't worked out that way just yet. Maybe next year.
Okay, very good. Well, maybe this year, because you could be taking this holiday to Fuerteventura office. Now, there's no point in playing if you don't promise to go if you win.
You will go.
Okay, good. Well, then that's all that matters. We have a trip to Fuerteventura. Have you ever been to Fuerteventura?
No.
All right, and where was the last place you were on holidays?
Turkey.
Oh, very. Was it Kusadasi?
Oh, no, it's not Turkey. Tenerife.
Oh, Tenerife. It's over the road from...
it was brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a lovely place, Tenerife. All right, let's see if we can get you to the other Canary island, Fuerteventura. That is a Canary island, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I thought I was going mad there for a sec. This is Emma and Dave's golden ticket. I presume, Brendan, you've never heard this game before.
I actually haven't. Like, my last job, I was a driver, so I constantly had it on the radio. So I'm kind of in and out now. So that's actually the first time I've heard it. I just entered as I get into the van.
All right. Well, Brendan, welcome on in. Let me explain the game to you. Basically, the whole thing of the game is five songs are going to play in 25 seconds, and you need to guess each song and artist. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
So once you do that, you will win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Now, some rules. If there's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. Let's say if it's a collaboration with a couple of artists, you only need to mention one of the artists and the song title, all right? There's no skipping.
That's a good rule.
That's a good rule. Mm. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, Brendan, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next song. All makes sense, Brendan?
Okay, yep.
If you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
No, we'll just go straight in.
All right, let's do it straight in. No messing, Brendan. Where are you from?
Tala.
Brendan from Tala, the best of luck. We have five songs and artists to play. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, what's the song title?
Espresso.
Stop the clock. Beautiful. You said it like a typical Irish man. Espresso. When it is
espresso.
Espresso.
Listen, that was just about the perfect time. 19.9 seconds left on the clock. So if you average at 5 seconds per song, you have this in the bag. Well done. A great start, Brendan. And you still have your swap.
Nice one, Brendan. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
That's The Door, is it?
Yes. It's not The Door, but he's the same singer of The Door.
I can't actually
swap it out, Brendan. Swap it out. Say swap. Say swap. Swap. Yes.
He played the Three Arena last night. That was Teddy Swims, and it was a song.
Teddy Swims, yeah.
Came before The Door. That one's called Bad Dreams. But look, all good. We're back to that 19.9 seconds on the clock.
Back to 19.9 seconds. It's like a brand new game almost. Let's go for a brand new song too, Brendan. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
No idea.
She has 3 letters in her name.
No idea. No.
Sounds like scissors.
Yeah.
SZA.
3, 2, 1.
Sugar.
No idea.
Go on. It's a very fun name to say. It's BMF, but I always say bump.
No idea. I would never have got it.
Out of interest, producer Callum, would you have accepted bump?
I would have, because I'm feeling nice.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Brendan,
I wouldn't have even got that far.
That's okay. It wasn't to be today, but did you have fun?
I did indeed, of course.
That's all that matters.
You know what I thought, Brendan? I thought when we swapped to SZA, I thought you were going to get it straight away, because I thought if he's a Sabrina Carpenter fan, he might be a SZA fan too. But look, not to worry.
If my 4-year-old heard me get that, that he swims on wrong, she'd be jumping all over me, because he'd play that for me every day.
Stop. Oh, that's gas.
Listen, Brendan, thanks a mil.
Thank you very much for that.
Have a great day, Brendan. Oh, well. Wasn't to be, Brendan. But listen, we go again on Tuesday. So if you want to register to play early, because it'll go in straight away, you can register at any time. Golden in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038. We're giving it away on Tuesday. We have to.
Right now, this is Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer. You're on Spin.
It's Spin's Fully Charged, Recharged.
Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer, you're listening to Spin, and we are coming to you live from the Cut Price Jewelers.
Oh, we've had a blast all morning. It was unbelievable. We gave away a €5,000 engagement ring. It was so much fun.
Just to say, like, honestly, on behalf of myself and Dave and producer Callum, we have had an absolute ball with you guys. Thanks so much for hosting us at the gorgeous Cut Price Jewelers. I hope you'll have us back sometime.
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah. We need them sausage rolls.
It was unbelievable. Keep an eye on our socials for more. In the meantime, you've been voting for the last song of the show, and it's actually disgraceful.
This is not happening.
But with 71% of the vote, Callum with Westlife's Hello My Love has won.
Have a great St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Good luck.
We'll catch you on Tuesday. Have a great bank holiday weekend. Bye.
Good luck. About the things that I've been through with you. There were times I drive you nearly mental. But when you're mad, you're still beautiful.